Welcome to The Fighting Priests, a podcast exploring orthodoxy and jiu-jitsu. Two paths, one struggle. Father Ted Perescavopoulos and Father Thomas Sandberg are two orthodox Christian priests who also happen to be practitioners of jiu-jitsu. Together, they explore how these two unique worlds intersect and what it means for our spirituality. Here's Father Ted and Father Thomas. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to The Fighting Priests. My name is Father Ted Perescavopoulos, and welcome to our 49th episode. This is also our third episode of Traveling with the Gi. My travels here in Greece, training at different academies. As you know, I'm winding down now my trip. I've been here in Greece for almost a month now, and I'm coming to the tail end of my family vacation that I've taken this summer. And I am in my final days back here in Athens after having toured many places in the Peloponnese, Nafplio, the island of Hydra, the island of Lefkada up in on the western coast of Greece, Pyrgo on the other side of Peloponnesos, Argos, different places, as I had mentioned in the last podcast, and I was able to train at a few of these places. As I had mentioned in the last podcast, I had planned to also head up in these last days to Lamia, which is about 2.5 hours north of Athens, to visit our good friend Evagilos Mumzis, who is a black belt, and he also owns Black Belt Academy in Lamia. He was on a previous episode of ours, our Paschal episode, about seeing the Holy Light in Jerusalem. Unfortunately, as it would had played out, our friend Evagilos was not able to meet with me as he got COVID along with a few of his students, and so they are in quarantine again. This is what happens sometimes when you travel and when you have gyms, and so I was not able to go up and see him. And so my plans changed, and I was able to stay more time here in Athens at my home, at my family home here. And so I got to go back to Alliance Jiu-Jitsu, which, as I had mentioned in my first podcast and also in the second one, I really, really enjoyed. I got to go back and train with under Professor David Dimopoulos Said, who's a third stripe black belt here, and he runs Alliance Jiu-Jitsu Athens. And as I had said, as luck would have it, he is literally a 5-minute walk from my house. He's two blocks away. And so I was able to kind of go yesterday, and I went today and trained with him, and I'm going to, hopefully, God willing, train with him tomorrow in his morning classes before I fly back to Greece on Sunday. Back to Canada, not Greece. back to Toronto, Canada on Sunday. And so I was able to sit down with him just at least very briefly and have a small little interview with him. It's very busy here, and he has a lot of classes during the day, and so I only got about 15 to 20 minutes with him. But he is a really wonderful instructor, and I have felt very welcome with him. I feel like I'm part of the family instantly. He makes the environment in his dojo very, very easy kind of participate. And so I really wanted to sit down with him, and so he was very gracious, and he gave me some of his time before his morning class today. And so the following is of the recording of that interview. I apologize for the audio. It's pretty good, but we are in the dojo. There is a fan kind of running in the background. There's nobody there, but it's not as crystal clear as I usually have my interviews, in a recording room or over Zoom. So I do apologize for the quality of the audio, but the content I think is really awesome. So, we spoke a little bit about his history of his family, growing up in Brazil and then coming to Greece, how that happened, a little bit about his philosophy on jiu-jitsu, and also his own personal Christian faith, which is very strong, and how he views jiu-jitsu and competing as a type of spiritual experience. Which is something, of course, that I, as a priest, and many of our listeners can relate to. So I really hope you enjoy this brief interview, and let's get right to it. All right, so I'm here with instructor, professor, what do you guys call it in Greece here? Usually,
professor.
Or just professor. David Dimopoulos Said, third degree black belt. David, thank you very much for having the time to come to at least to sit down with me a little bit.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, welcome to the podcast. So tell me a little about yourself. Where were you born? How did you make it over here to Greece?
Well, I will try to be like as quick as I can. So I was born in Brazil, 1983. I'm 38 years old. I was born in Fortaleza, Ceará. It's in the northeast of Brazil. That's where, actually where I started training jiu-jitsu. I started training jiu-jitsu when I was 12 years old. So I've been on the mats for quite a while now. I love the sport, and as I used to say, my passion became my path. Mm-hmm. So I always liked sports, but jiu-jitsu was the one that I got caught up, hooked up with. Mm-hmm. When I was about 13 years old, I moved from Fortaleza to São Paulo, where I trained under Professor Roberto Lage, one of the pioneers of Jiu-Jitsu in São Paulo, and where I met my friend and teacher, Fernando Soluço, who was my judo coach in São Paulo, who actually introduced me to Alliance Jiu-Jitsu, where mm-hmm. I've been part now for the past 15 years.
Wow.
So my Jiu-Jitsu history, in short, it's kind of Fortaleza, São Paulo, and then in 2000 I moved to Athens. I trained with Dimitris Gledzakos, which was one of the guys that were teaching jiu-jitsu back in 2000, 2001.
How did you decide to move to Athens?
How did I decide to move to Athens? I was like 18 back then. My mom felt that she was supposed to come to Greece to, you know, take care of her mom, my grandmother.
So your mom is the Greek side?
My mom is the Greek
side. The Dimopoulos side, right?
Dimopoulos. Actually, Dimopoulos from my grandfather, uh-huh. Yeah, and my mom. Sure. My grandparents had moved to Brazil. My mom was born in Brazil. Yes. And
your dad's background?
My dad's background is Portuguese Lebanese.
Lebanese, I thought, with the Saeed.
Yeah, the Saeed is.
Nice.
But unfortunately, I didn't meet the culture, neither the Greek so much, only through my grandfather, which I lived with for a couple of years in São Paulo. And but my grandfather from my father's side passed away when I was about 3-4 mm-hmm. years old. So I didn't have the chance to meet the Lebanese side of the family. Mm-hmm. Portuguese, it's like so common in Brazil that you don't even count as culture, tradition.
Yep.
It's just Brazilian. So yeah. So I moved, my mom felt that she had to come to Greece, and I wasn't sure, but I was in a very pivotal point in my life where I actually had some deep convictions about my faith. Mm-hmm. So I prayed, you know, and I can't tell the story differently. I prayed and God answered. Mm-hmm. And I remember being so sure that I had to come, even though I didn't speak Greek.
Yeah.
I didn't speak English. I didn't know what was going to happen. It was just kind of a leap of faith, I can say. Mm-hmm. And that was the why. Then everything started to unfold here in Greece. I love the country. I love the culture. I adapt really quickly.
Yeah.
When I moved to Greece. So it was like a very natural transition. And then jiu-jitsu was the only thing that I would miss. Mm-hmm. But I met a guy in a training, like the workout, and this guy said, "Hey, what do you do jiu-jitsu, right? Brazilian jiu-jitsu?" I said, "Yeah." "Oh, I found a school, and I'm gonna bring you the magazine that shows the address." So he brought me that magazine, with one of the local, I don't know, kind of black belt magazine, you know, mm-hmm. That they had here in Greece. And there was the address. I went, I reached out for the coach. Mm-hmm. I trained there for a while, but they were doing a lot of grappling, MMA, self-defense stuff. And
there wasn't a lot back then anyways, like yet.
No, it was only in Athens. I'm sure it was only Gracie Barra with Professor Christos Marques, which mm-hmm. is
yes.
the pioneer of jiu-jitsu yes. here in Athens, Greece. There was in Crete, Mr. Kapadoukakis, mm-hmm. under Rodrigo Medeiros, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. And then Mr. Gledzakos was here in Greece under the Vachuca brothers. Mm-hmm. So I trained with Gledzakos. It was like good training as people were there, but it was not what I used to train. There was a lot of emphasis in no-gi, and I don't like no-gi at all.
Me neither.
So me neither. I was like, it was kind of, it's not what I what I'm looking for.
What belt were you when you came to Athens?
I was blue belt. I was a blue belt, so a very good blue belt competitor. I used to compete very often in São Paulo. Mm-hmm. I had a couple of medals still from that time. So that's when I started training. And at some point, I got my purple belt from Mr. Vachirka, from that he came for a seminar and, you know, did an exam. Okay, I had a very good level as a purple belt, I can say. But wasn't competing because the team was not competing. Yes. So I said, like, I don't want to switch teams. I'm kind of a weird guy with that stuff. I don't want to go to Gracie Barra. I don't want to go to other teams. Mm-hmm. I would just stop jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Because I don't want the politics of it. Mm-hmm. So as I took that decision, I was talking to one of my friends who lived in Greece. He was a player for Olympiacos, Giovanni. He also played in the Brazilian national team, Seleção, and Santos, Barcelona. And Giovanni was a very close friend. And he said, like, what are you doing? How are you doing? How's jiu-jitsu? I said, I'm going to stop. And he said, but why? I said, like, I don't want to change teams. I don't want to do this, that. I explained the situation for him in short. And he said, like, why don't you open your own place? I said, like, man, you need money, you need time, you need a lot of stuff. I don't have that. And he says, like, no, find a place. I'll help you with the money. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, great. And then I had the chance to find a place. We found the place, like, in 2 weeks, me and a friend. We rented the place, a judo room. Was ready, you know, they had a nice mats and everything. So we just paid a rent like monthly and had like a couple of hours a week. And that's where everything started for me in Jiu-Jitsu in Greece. And then people started to come. We got acquainted with the Gracie Barra guys, started doing some tournaments between our both gyms. Sure. We got close and there's two good friends of mine up to this day. Aris Hadziakovo and Jesus Marquez. We have mutual respect. And, you know, we walk together in jiu-jitsu, I can say, here in Greece. Yeah.
Nice. And then when did you come to this location?
Well, this location was like, you know, it was like a pilgrimage until we got here.
Yes, of course.
Like every other coach, I had to work with other places, locations that were ready, like Muay Thai clubs. Yeah. Or...
You gotta share the space.
Share the space. And everything, because, you know, renting a place, it's quite a big step.
Yeah.
Building a gym is a big step. Managing a gym is not just teaching classes.
Yes.
And I didn't know that. I had to learn it the hard way. But thank God I have a good wife that helps me and helps me with the gym, paperwork, and all that stuff that I'm really not.
She's the business side. She knows.
She's a child psychologist, but she's super smart. Nice. So she learned everything about the clubs.
Nice.
And and then she takes care of four children, I would say.
Sure.
My two daughters and my son and myself.
Nice.
And the gym. So that decision came after a trip to Brazil. Me and Maria is my wife. Mm-hmm. Been married for 11 years. And we traveled with our first two, like Yasmin and Yosef, to Brazil. And we stayed there for 40 days. And on the last day, again, I prayed and I felt that, okay, God is telling me to open a place now. Mm-hmm. So I had no money. Nice story. And I had an investor that had told me, like, when you're ready, just tell me and I'm gonna put the money. And I said, I'm going to talk to my friend and investor to make a business plan and, you know, sure, move forward with the project. And then I shared that with my father-in-law. And my father-in-law said, like, what? You're going to borrow money from a stranger? Oh, it's not a stranger. It's my friend, this and that. And he said, like, no way. I have money on the side. It would be for my grandchildren. So how much do you need? I told him I'll make some numbers and we'll get back to you. My wife was like, what's happening here? Never saw my father so generous.
That's good.
And I
he loves you.
I have to say I'm blessed. Like my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, they show me love. Like, I think many people don't have that love from father, how do you call them?
Your in-laws.
Your in-laws, yeah.
Yeah,
I have love, I can't say. And he actually did it.
Yeah.
So that's how we opened. That was 2016.
Oh, wow.
So this is kind of quite new. Like, we're 6 years old now in these facilities. It's a 300 square meters facility, 120 square meter mats.
For Athens, it's huge.
Not only for Athens. Like, I have students traveling around.
Yeah.
And if it's not like the States and a big gym,
yeah,
or Canada and a big gym, most gyms are
tiny.
Half of what this is, and they don't have the access to gyms like this one. But now in Athens, there are a couple of nice gyms like this one,
mm-hmm,
big space, good coaches.
Yes.
And I'm proud of Jiu-Jitsu in Athens. They're growing. Some of my students have done a great job already here in Athens.
Yeah. Well, you know, Alliance has a good name here. I was lucky because, like, I live literally around the block. Well,
yeah,
my family has a house right here.
Okay.
Pamisu. So
yeah,
I give us a new.
Yeah, I give
right
us
here, right? So my auntie's here, my mom's wife, sister, and we have a house. So I've been coming, you know, in the summers, right? And I literally walked here. So this is great.
That's great.
And you know, having visited quite a few different gyms this summer, like, this felt like home because, yeah, it's a big gym. Because in Greece, yeah, it's like smaller, and yeah, a lot of places are renting out of, you know, it's a different place, right? So it's not a lot of space. But I know we don't have a lot of time. I just want to ask you, like, kind of one more question, because you said we were talking yesterday at the end of training, and we were talking about competition. I'm older now. I'm 41 now. So we're very similar because, you know, you've been married 11 years, I'm married 13 years. 2008, you got married?
2007.
2007, okay. So 2006, I got married. I got three kids, you got three kids. But I started late in my life.
Sorry, no. What, 2007? 2011.
2011, oh.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so I'm married 2006, so I'm way ahead of you. But but I got three kids as well. But I started late in my life, right? I've only been doing jiu-jitsu for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
I'm 41. But now I've started competing as well, even though it's late for me.
Yeah,
you know,
never too late.
Yeah, and you know, with our podcast, you know, we kind of pull together, and I know you've heard some of the episodes. We kind of pull together the kind of the spiritual side, and you talk about,
yeah,
you know, being raised religious and praying. And you mentioned something that kind of stuck with me from yesterday. You were saying that, you know, when you go with your friends and your family, who are all kind of involved, and you go to a competition, it's not so much anymore, you know, the nervousness of, you know, trying to win and trying to compete, but it's more like church. It's like a more like a religious experience. And maybe you could just quickly touch on that, because I know we got to start the class.
Yeah.
But, you know.
So why do I say that? I'm a strong believer that the sport community, the jiu-jitsu community, is a different community from many other sports and martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can listen to that, like, very often people say that that jiu-jitsu, it's an individual sport. It's the most collective individual sport.
Yes, it's both. It's, John Danaher talks about this.
Yes,
right?
And that's true.
Yes.
So it's like, what is church?
Yes.
It's the community of believers.
Mm-hmm.
It's the congregation. It's people coming together on one purpose, right?
Yes.
As Christians worshiping Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I always have that experience. Like some of my most spiritual experiences happen in tournaments.
Yes.
Why? Because I am kind of alone, mm-hmm, right? When you're at the bullpen, it's,
yes,
just you. The guy just saying, hey, Demopoulos.
Next. Yeah.
Oliveira, come, next. And then you go. But it's you So I pray, like some people move, some people jump around, some people do listen to music. I can't listen to music. I sing or I pray. Mm-hmm. And every time I have that strong, strong feeling that I'm not alone here. Mm-hmm. God is with me. God is with me. It's not about God is with me and I will win. It's not about it's the moment.
Yes. And it's not a shallow thing, like, oh, I'm a good guy, so I'm gonna win because
No, because I'm the son of I'm a child of God. No. It's not that. Yes. You train hard like everyone else, you do your part like everyone else, you go there and you're gonna face a guy who trained hard, who did his part, maybe believes the same thing as you believe. And then he's just like, God's going to help me. And then you say, whatever. let's see.
If you train hard, he's going to beat you.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
But it's not about that. It's more about the depth of that knowledge that God is with me here. So this is a special place. That's number one. And then when you have other people around you, friends, family, I had my wife in the last European that I defended my title in the Europeans, a Master 2. I won the gold again. And it was special. It was special, not just because my wife was there, but we were two believers. And then I met a friend from another country that is a believer. And then we had people from Greece. Yes. And all the community was there together. And my wife came to me and she was like, there's something different here. Mm-hmm. It's like holy ground.
Yes.
This is not just jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm. It's like church. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, it's like
because the church is the people, right?
Like you are together there, and there's no way this could feel different. So it's not just about winning or going there and competing. I love competing. It's one of my favorite things in jiu-jitsu is that I'm able to be 40 and compete.
Yes.
So I think that's what
you know,
what happens there.
In Greek, we got we got the word ekklesia,
yeah,
which doesn't mean the building. It actually means the lao, ekklesia.
Yeah.
It means the people who are called out, special people, right? Or naos is a temple. That's the building, right?
The building.
People confuse the two, right? So you, like you said, it's like if you got the people there and they believe and it's your family and they're supporting you, that's where the church is, right? And like you said, it's a community when you're together. But when you're often alone, just like, you know, you go to church, let's say, wherever you worship, right? On a Sunday or whatever. But then you got to go back to the world and you're all alone again. But you take with you the things that you learn and the experience, and you carry yourself like a human being, right?
Yep.
I've always said, you know, I go compete. I'm a priest, right? I want to win, but I don't want to hurt the guy. You sometimes people get hurt
in
competitions, right? But there's ways to carry yourself, right? You know, I'm not intentionally going there to do damage to another human being, right? And this is one of the reasons why I pray too, because I want to win, sure. I want to compete and do the best I can and be tested, but I don't want to inadvertently do damage to other people
and hurt somebody. Yeah, no.
So this is
that's why I like jiu-jitsu. You don't have to hurt the other guy to win.
But yeah, you don't have to unless they don't tap. But that's their ego, not yours. Right?
They don't tap, there is a referee to keep them safe.
That's true as well.
That's true. It. The referee can help.
Yeah. David, I know we got to start class. I thank you very much for your time and for your knowledge. And also for your philoxenia.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
I have felt very, very comfortable coming here. You're a very easy person to talk to.
Thank you.
And you're very welcoming. And I know you have a lot of people who are coming through because this is a welcoming place. So like yesterday we were here and it's like there was like four of us because it's summer, you know, on vacation. It's like one guy's from Romania and one guy's from New York and everyone's just kind of coming through. And that's a testament to your personality and how good of an instructor you are. So
thank
you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you very much, Dad.
Naskala.
Thank you.
You have been listening to The Fighting Priests. Feel free to download us on Spotify, Apple iTunes, or anywhere else you get your content. Check us out on Instagram at The Fighting Priests. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at thefightingpriests@gmail.com. Till next time, keep training the body and the soul.